Okay, so we're going to discuss a very interesting shaila in Hilchas Shabbos today that has to do with the isser of getting benefit and pleasure from a malacha on Shabbos. So let's say it's extremely hot in your home and you need the air conditioning on, but you forgot to turn it on before Shabbos. The question is like this. Let's say I don't explicitly direct the guy to turn on the AC on Shabbos. I'm not going to ask him to turn on the air conditioner. I'm going to hint in a permissible way without directing him explicitly, and he's going to turn on the air conditioning on his own accord. Is it mutter to benefit now from the air conditioning on Shabbos, or is it usser? This is a very interesting and important shiloh, and I'm going to discuss with you what Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichet Tzadik Livrocha, says about this particular shiloh. So we know that on Shabbos, there are primarily two isurim that have to do with your interactions with Goyim throughout the duration of Shabbos. Number one, as we all know, there's an isur of amira la'akum. You can't explicitly direct a Goy to do a malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. And even if you don't explicitly direct him, certain forms of remiza are problematic. Certain forms of alluding to him and hinting to him is a problem, and certain forms are permissible. You have to know how to make sure to hint to him in a correct and permissible way. But be it as it may, that's one avenue of problematic interaction on Shabbos with the guy, and that is called amira la'akum. Number two, there's a separate isser, and it's totally irrespective of the isser of amira la'akum, and that is the isser of hana mimalacha b'Shabbos. That even if you don't direct him, you don't give him a tzivoy to do a malacha. If a guy does a malacha for you, you're not allowed to get hana, you're not allowed to get benefit and pleasure directly from the malacha on Shabbos. That's an isser of hana. Why is it usser to get benefit and to get hana from a malacha that's done on your behalf on Shabbos? So it's a machlekes rishayim. According to most paiskim, the ikar halacha is like taisis, and that is that the reason for this prohibition of getting hana, getting benefit from malacha that's on your behalf on Shabbos, is because of the gzeira that you might, next time, you might, if we allow the benefit, come to direct him explicitly to do malacha. In other words, the gzeira of hana is based on the fact that that might lead to you actually giving him a amira and sivoy and directing him to do malacha, and therefore we banned even benefit without having a directive, without doing amir. Be that as it may, that's the isser of hanah. Now, the general rule as it relates to this second isser of hanah mimalacha is as follows. It's only usser to get benefit and pleasure and hanah from a malacha that's done on your behalf by a goy on Shabbos if you're getting direct hanah, if it's a direct pleasure, it's a direct benefit, and hana. However, if let's say it's indirect, then it's mutter. So for example, if it's dark outside and a guy comes without you explicitly asking him, you hint him in a permissible way and he turns on the light on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot benefit from the light that he turns on Shabbos, because turning on a light and then using that light and benefiting from that light is direct hana and it's usur. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if let's say the light has mistakenly been left on and you want the light turned off and the guy now turns it off, so now you're able to sleep, it's indirect benefit. It's just that he removed the impediment. The light was bothering you. Now he removed that problem. Now I can sleep, but you're not directly benefiting from the malacha that's being done. It's an indirect benefit. He removed an impediment. He removed a problem, an obstacle. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to a guy that turned on a light on Shabbos, it's a problem to directly benefit from that light and use it. Masha'enkin, if the guy turns off the light, then it's permissible. It's not direct benefit. The Shulchan Aruch adds a second heter. What if you were able to benefit somewhat from the light, and the guy turned on the light and made it more usable and more beneficial for you now that there's more light? That too is mutter on Shabbos. It's not part of the Isra of Hanah. Since it's just toisefes Hanah, it's just additional Hanah, but primarily I was able to already benefit from light before the guy's action. So he didn't add a new dimension of hana. It's just Tosef Sana. He's just adding on and enhancing my hana. So it's mutter on Shabbos. If there was already some light, it was just dim. It wasn't yet bright enough. But as long as I am unable to use the room, it was dark, and now the guy turned on the light and I'm totally benefiting, that would be a problem. But if it's just Tosef, it's just additional hana, it's mutter. Now comes the shiloh. So a person, let's say, forgot to turn on the air conditioning before Shabbos, and now it's extremely hot in the room, and you want to know if I hint to the guy in a permissible way, and he's not going to get it sivoy and directive from me, and he's going to understand on his own that he needs to turn on the air conditioning on Shabbos, can I benefit from this on Shabbos? Now, on one hand, you could argue, this is not a new hana, a new benefit. It's Tosefes hana. I could use the room even without his malacha. I'm just enhancing my use. So maybe it should be mutter. Or no, maybe the fact that it was hot and now the air conditioning is turned on is a completely new dimension to my usage of the room. So maybe it's a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichar Tzadik Livracha, discusses this very question. And Rav Moshe is machmir. And Rav Moshe says that yes, you're right, Tosefes hana is mutter. If you're just adding additional hana and benefit, that's mutter because the guy is not adding a totally new dimension to your use. However, says Rav Moshe, in let's say a case like our shaila about the air conditioning, where it's completely devoid of this hana and this use before the guy's action, and now the guy turns on the air conditioning and totally renews my usage of the room in a way that now it's air conditioned, that's a completely new dimension of hana, and therefore it says Rav Moshe, it's not considered Tosefes hana, it's considered actual hana, and it's considered direct hana, and it's usur on Shabbos to benefit. That's the conclusion of Rav Moshe, and it's based on the premise that this is not Tosefes hana, but it's rather actual direct hana, and it's a problem on Shabbos.